KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Many California farmers are in a tight spot this summer because their normal water supplies aren't there. Reservoirs are low, and groundwater levels are dropping. That's driving some farmers to get creative. As KQED science reporter Lauren Summer tells us, they're looking at buying water from cities, not fresh water, but water that's already been used.
For a lot of Californians, the drought may be just a nuisance. For Anthea Hansen, it's been crazy.
Crazy wouldn't adequately describe what we're going through here.
To see why, she takes me right outside her office door.
So the field across the street is about 350 acres. This land would typically be farmed in probably tomatoes.
Instead, the field is empty, fallowed because there's no water. And that's Hansen's problem. She runs the Del Puerto Water District near Modesto, and it's her job to deliver water to this farm and 150 others in the Central Valley.
Having zero water available, we've been in survival and crisis mode for literally 24 months now.
Hansen's district relies on federal reservoirs in the state, but that supply has been cut off. The district doesn't have rights to local rivers. There isn't much groundwater to pump. And buying water on the open market is expensive. What her district needs, she says, is a reliable supply that's there, drought or no drought. Turns out, that's closer than you might think.
I hope it doesn't smell too bad to you.
Not too bad.
It's kind of an earthy smell. It's not totally offensive.
Will Wong is giving me a tour of Modesto's wastewater treatment plant. The city is a couple hours east of San Francisco. Everything that goes down the drain in Modesto, from 240,000 people, ends up here. Sewage may not seem like an obvious water source, but...
water is water. As long as it's wet, it's water, and it's valuable.
And it goes through a transformation. The treatment plant is getting new equipment that will disinfect the wastewater with ultraviolet light. Normally, it would then be discharged into the San Joaquin River, as much as 14 million gallons a day. But Modesto had an idea. Maybe someone else would want to buy it.
Del Puerto Water District raised their hand as quickly they brought the question up, and we've been partnering with them ever since.
The idea is to build a 6-mile pipeline to carry the wastewater from the city to a canal that goes to farms in the Del Puerto Water District. It would be the largest urban-to-ag water recycling project in the state.
I can't tell you how great I think this project is.
That's Anthea Hansen again.
And I really, 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 truly hope that we can bring it across the line because it will be a model for others.
She says the water would be expensive, 4 to 5 times normal prices, but that's the cost of reliability. Growers like Jim Jasper are more than willing to pay.
Most farmers are internal optimists, and I like to be optimistic, but without something like this, a future for my son and grandson and family, and we're into this third generation, and I don't know if we can keep our business going.
Other agricultural areas are taking notice as they face their own drought shortfalls.
There's absolutely more potential for recycled water use in California.
Heather Cooley is with the Pacific Institute, a nonprofit water think tank in Oakland. She says California could be using 2 to 3 times more recycled water, but there are potential problems. For one, keeping wastewater out of a river could impact the river itself.
You need to understand where that water would have gone. Is it providing important environmental flows? Is it providing water to a downstream community, such that if you're recycling it, there's no longer water for that community?
That's the case for Modesto. Farmers in a nearby water district are concerned the plan will change flows in the San Joaquin River. And in other parts of the Central Valley, location is a problem. It's expensive to move wastewater long distances, and a lot of Central Valley farms are just too far from big cities.
It's not the single silver bullet solution for agriculture. Agriculture is going to have to do a lot of things to adapt to a future of less water availability.
In the Del Puerto Water District, farmers see water recycling as a way to survive that future. The project still needs a slew of permits from the state, but if all goes well, the taps could open up in just 3 years. I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.